Well, summer, Christmas, the cricket, breakup parties, there are so many reasons to celebrate with friends and families at this time of year. What's everyone drinking though? Let's find out what's trending with Fergus Taylor, the Executive Director at Alcohol Beverages Australia. Good evening, Fergus.
Hey, Dee Dee. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Let's start with beer. What's a nice, safe, popular beer that you would have on hand?
Well, look, on a hot summer's day, if your fridge is filled with an icy cold session beer like Cooper's Pale Ale or Asahi or Tui's New, you'll never go out of style. And the odds are the visitors will always be happy.
What if you wanted to show off a little bit and be a little bit edgy or have the newest, latest thing? What beer would you stock then?
Look, you could do worse than grabbing what the new Australian lager called Iron Jack. That was only launched in September, but it's one that's already gaining a lot of popularity across the country.
And craft beers, I hear a lot about them. What's the difference with a craft beer to a normal beer?
Look, it's a lot to do with the way it's made. But if your listeners want to get a bit craftier, and there seems to be a new microbrewery around every corner these days, they could probably try something like Furphy. It's a refreshing ale from Geelong. Again, it's only 3 years old as well, but it's also really quickly becoming a Victorian favourite.
If you were opening a bottle of wine to have with friends, what's growing in popularity at the moment?
Alternative wines, Dee Dee, seem to be on the rise as Aussies look for sort of new and exciting styles. Non-traditional Italian varieties like Prosecco, Fiano, Dolcetto are really taking off.
I hear Prosecco mentioned quite a bit. So when would you serve a Prosecco?
Look, it's a great sparkling for New Year's. It's lighter, fresher. It's really good chilled, and it matches really well with lots of foods. So it's a really versatile one for summer. Just a note for your listeners, it might not have a cork, but don't let that worry you.
Why? What do you do? Just drink the whole lot?
It'll just be a screw top. But they're very sophisticated these days, and it's not an indicator of quality.
Okay, got it. Rosé, I know, has been growing in popularity. Is that still the case, and do you think it will continue?
Yeah, absolutely, Dee Dee. Rosé is continuing its rise this year. Look, the interest in dry rosé and sparkling rosé, and it's pushed an emergence of new single vineyard unique rosé varietals, and they're also served chilled. So they're really good for summer lunches and barbecues.
Now, Chardonnay sort of became the butt of jokes, didn't it? I think when Kath and Kim were in full swing and it was called Chardonnay. And then, I don't know, did people stop drinking Chardonnay as much? Is it still the drink?
Look, it went out of fashion, but it's back to the future. People are getting right back on the Chardy bandwagon and it's officially great again. It's not like it was in the 90s. Look for light-coloured, crisp Chardonnay. Get it nice and cold and definitely give it another go this summer.
How is it different from how it was in the 90s?
Well, it was a bit thicker and heavier, you know, in the 90s, and there wasn't the same emphasis on getting it really cold and the light-coloured, crisp ones that we're getting nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's a much easier drink to tuck into in summer.
And you haven't mentioned any reds thus far. Do people drink red very much in summer?
They do. A lot of people do back off them during the summer, but it's important to remember that a lot of reds are really nice served cool. So cool them down a bit in the fridge. Think, you know, temperature akin to an Italian monk's cellar, you know, 15 degrees.
Right.
Get it down to that temperature and they are actually very, very nice, slightly chilled.
Never been in an Italian monk's cellar, but I'll assume that it's cold. Fergus, what about with spirits? I have heard a lot of talk about gin lately. It's very popular, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some fabulous gins on the market. Look, there are always your classics, Tanqueray and the Beefeater. But there's some great Aussie challenges coming up. Things like Four Pillars and Archie Rose are coming onto the market with lots of fruit and additive-infused flavours. So certainly get out and try some of those over the summer.
What do you mix those with?
Well, you can have those with things like tonic or soda. But there's also a whole host of different cocktails that you can ask your barman to or the bar person to pull together for you. And there are so many different gins on the market. There are actually a lot of bars, especially in Melbourne, a lot of bars down there that are specialising in these sorts of products like gin and whiskey, and they're putting together fabulous drinks, innovative new drinks that you wouldn't get anywhere else in the world. So I'd certainly urge your listeners to get out and try some of those.
And even bourbon is popular too at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, bourbon is always a favourite. But what people are doing with bourbon is experimenting with these small batch treats like, you know, Woodford Reserve and Baker's. And these ones, again, they can be enjoyed straight up, they can be enjoyed on ice, or you can put them with your favourite mixes, and there's a whole host of those that go really well with bourbon.
Now, cocktails we tend to think of as a summer thing with a little umbrella on top and a bit of pineapple stuck to the side of the glass. But are people actually incorporating vegetables into their cocktails these days?
Dee, they are, surprisingly enough. Look, cocktails, obviously, they're great for sipping in the hotter weather. But this year, people will be putting vegetables in them. And we're not just talking garnishes. People are looking at things like beets, carrots, green beans, corn and radishes, which should make for some really interesting and delicious drinks. It'll be really well worth a try. But if you do prefer something a bit lighter, cleaner and, you know, floral, maybe try a Suntory whiskey, the Japanese whiskey, with a soda and some fresh lemon squeezed into it, which is a really, really nice summer drink. Or you could always kick off with the ever-popular espresso martini.
Ah, yes, I have a friend who lives on a solid diet of those. Yeah, I love vegetables, but don't give me a cocktail with a vegetable in. If you gave me a beetroot cocktail, I'd give it back, and that's a polite way of putting it.
Fergus, have to sip it first.
No, thank you. I hate beetroot, absolutely hate it. As always, we remind you to drink responsibly because you want to be having a great time with your family and friends, and don't make a mess of yourself, don't you reckon, Fergus?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the focus on family and friends, and enjoy catching up and celebrating because it's a really special time of year.
Wonderful to talk to you. Fergus Taylor there from Alcohol Beverages Australia.